We are talking about the hidden life of prayer. What we want to do is to begin a series now that speaks of as you pray. And tonight we want to focus as you go to prayer, as you bring your mind under the discipline to pray, give the tribute of praise. Give the tribute of praise. And three easy thoughts here. Number one, give thanks for daily mercies. You can do that. You can just review the day and thank for that. So that means a couple of things. One is that sometime during the day, you're going to need to take the trouble to observe and consider the Lord's dealings with us. And so look at it from two ways. First of all, notice your everyday blessings. A young invalid said, "I have experienced today the most exquisite pleasure that I have ever had in my life." What was that? "I was able to breathe freely for about 5 minutes." Had you thought about that? To think of the daily blessing of pain-free breathing. But even our trials are for our good. We should be praising him for that. James 1, 2, and 3, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations," trials, "knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Through it, you will grow. Through it, you'll be stronger." So notice your everyday blessings. But on the other hand, realize the many problems you are spared. When you hear of medical problems, as we will tonight in prayer requests, warfare, pestilence, broken families, thank God for sparing you any and all of these burdens. You know, it's a little harsh when somebody says, this went on, this people were murdered, and all this stuff. And you're saying, "I'm glad it wasn't me." But on the other hand, we should be glad that it wasn't us, that we were spared such trials. That is a blessing. And so while we're praying for them, for that situation, we can thank God for keeping us out of that. I don't know if you've been delayed in traffic and feeling a little irritated, and then you get on up ahead to perhaps where you would be if you hadn't been delayed and there was this terrible crash. And we can say there, "But for the grace of God, would I have been laid out on the street?" So give thanks for daily mercies. This is an easy way to begin. Secondly then, give thanks for salvation. This is something that whatever your daily situation is, you can give thanks for salvation. And so again, two things here. Meditate on the horrors of separation from God. Just how praiseworthy is God that he saved you. This from two viewpoints. One is, see the emptiness of the present life without God. Paul talked about this to the Ephesians, talking to them about before they got saved, Ephesians 4, 17 to 19. "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk." Don't travel your life like the unsaved do. And then he explains how they walk. In the vanity of their mind, emptiness, foolishness, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness, and the word can mean hardness, of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness. And that's never good for us, to work uncleanness. with greediness, to be greedy for more of the filth. So see the emptiness of the present life, but also see the eternal agony of hell. Matthew 18:8, Jesus put it this way, "Therefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off." How bad would that feel? "Cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." So meditate on the horrors of separation from God. And this will lift your heart to tribute of praise for your salvation. But then, from the negative to the positive, meditate on your present liberty and eternal prospects in heaven. Again, the present life and the future life. Your present life is filled with purpose and blessing, contrasted to what he said of the Ephesians before they were saved. So you have purpose, and you have blessings actually fitting you for that purpose. You are employed of God in this thing, in this life. And then your future life is filled with unimaginable glories. And, how do I speak of unimaginable? Well, it's just that I recognize from what the scripture is talking about that our future life has been described to us in words that we can't quite grasp. We're talking about the heavenly Jerusalem, that the streets are gold, but it's not like a gold you've ever seen. It's a gold that has been so purified that it's transparent like glass. Then how is it gold? We don't know these things. We can grasp by the symbolism, but we've never seen anything like it. The artist who designed sunsets and spring flowers has created an entire city for us.
And both sides of the river is the tree of life.
That's right.
We've never seen that.
Never seen that. And so it's a city, but it has a nice park in there with a tree. Grows fruit, changes every month, 12 fruits. And it's the tree of life. It's the tree that gives life. Even the leaves of the tree are used for healing of the nations during the kingdom. So the first thing we said was give thanks for daily mercies. Secondly, give thanks for salvation. And the third is this: turn entirely to God. Praise God for his transcendent perfections. Transcendent means beyond all limitations. God, this is the characteristic of God. This is what makes God God, his transcendency. You say, I thought he was strong. Well, yes, he's strong, but strong means what? He's beyond strongness. His strength defines strongness. He's not just the God who controls the heaven and the earth. He's the God who invented and made heaven and earth when there wasn't anything. So let these thoughts of his transcendence transport you into his presence. Let these thoughts lift you up to him and out of your world of trouble. You can be in this swirling, sordid mess of life down here, see. But these thoughts of God's transcendence can lift you above the storm. I've told you of the time I got into an airplane here in Indianapolis, gray, dull, rainy. and got in. The rain was against the window of the airplane. We took off, and the wind and things was blowing, and then we got into the cloud, and it was even grayer, into darkness. And then suddenly, poof, we burst out of the top layer of the clouds, and it was brilliant sunlight above and brilliant sunlight below, shining off the tops of all those clouds. It was like this gigantic frozen lake of fantastic proportions and odd, strange shapes formed below me. But the thing that was so remarkable to me is that I suddenly recognized how all the weather was made me feel gloomy, because it was gloomy. I just felt gloomy. And suddenly, when I was in the brilliant sunlight, my spirit just lifted. And then it dawned on me, the sun had always been there. It was there shining in all of its glory while I was down in the gloom. And if I could have allowed my thoughts to take me up there, I could have experienced that rise of my spirit even while I was in the storm. So do that with your thinking of his transcendent perfections. So do two things. Meditate on his infinitely perfect works, which would be creation and salvation. Meditate on these infinitely perfect works. You say, what's perfect about creation? The way he made it, not the way it's been crumbled by man. And then finally, meditate on his infinitely perfect character. And God describes it as his love and his judgment. It's hard for us to imagine people agreeing with judgment. We see so much on, you know, court cases where they're just boldly saying they didn't do it, when perhaps it turns out they did. But the scripture tells us that when they come finally before God, before the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord on the throne at the great white throne judgment, the scripture says at that point, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that he is the Lord and Master. They will admit that they were wrong, he was right. Perfect love and judgment. So with these exercisal thoughts, giving thanks for daily mercies, giving thanks for your salvation, giving thanks to God, praise to God for his transcendent perfections, for who he is, because he does what he does, because he is who he is. And when we can do that, then we can speak to him our tribute of praise.